Advent scripture is Psalm 146, 5 through 10. Praise the Lord! Let all that I am praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God with my dying breath. Don't put your confidence in powerful people. There is no help for you there. When they breathe their last... 5 through 10. But joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He made heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them. He keeps every promise forever. He gives justice to the oppressed and food to the hungry. The Lord frees the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are weighed down. The Lord loves the godly. The Lord protects the foreigners among us. He cares for the orphans and widows, but he frustrates the plans of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever. He will be your God, O Jerusalem, throughout the generations. Praise the Lord.
I'll stay over here.
Today's topic for Advent was healing. And reading those scriptures about today's topic, and just kind of thinking back on the people I know who have gone through healing process, it's not an easy topic. And it's certainly not easy to talk about, because I think with any injury, healing takes time. And we never do fully heal, do we? I mean, we think about the injuries that may have been caused to us. The more severe ones will leave a scar. If you think about something that might have caused this injury internally, the side effects from those last for a long time. I know many of us have either had or know somebody who has had cancer or some other type of serious infection, or you know, anything like that. It's you just don't always get over it. And most of the time, it's just a matter of getting through it, for being honest. And that's something I think we carry around with us, many of us, for the rest of our lives. Even if we're not directly affected by any of those things, any more of those serious things. When I was very young, I was diagnosed with chronic bronchitis. So I have this constant cough. What it would take to heal me is more serious than the cough that I have. So what do you do? At the bottom of your heart, there's this little thing that sends a signal to your heart to tell it to beat. And mine's loose. And sometimes my heart just goes, put-um, 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 gets back in the rhythm of things. But every once in a while, I'm sitting there, and I feel this big frump in my chest, just because a little electrode on the bottom of my heart is sending a false signal. The surgery to cure that is more serious than what I have. And yet these two things inside me, I'll never be fully healed, even if I get them fixed. And so when we look at healing, I don't know if that can ever happen here on this earth. I think of people I've hurt in my past and I've apologized for. Do we ever really get over that? You know, if a husband calls his wife fat, man, you never live that down, no matter how much you try. I've never called Janelle that, you know. Yeah. Does this stress make me look fat? And I said, babe, you've never looked hotter, you know. All right. Nevertheless, you know, these hurts, we can't live past them, I don't think, in any way on this earth. And so when we look to the people who are looking at this Advent, like the nation of Israel, you know, finally we're going to have this leader that's going to, you know, lead the charge and heal our nation, and oh, it's a baby. Okay. You know, but look what happened. Jesus said, you know, follow me and you will be healed. He told people, you know, your sins are forgiven. Be healed. You know, he said that, and he walked this way. And we know that that healing that he gave them was temporary. We don't see that full healing until that day in heaven, when there's a new heaven and a new earth and a new body. And I don't fully know what that means, and I don't want to, because I know whatever I think it means, it'll be a gazillion times better than that. And so I don't even want to think about that. I just want to be there, be healed. And there's only one way: our faith and belief in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And that's what we celebrate this morning, isn't it? The songs that we sing and gathering together as a family and taking this communion and listening to the word and taking that home and holding it in our hearts and living that each and every day. That's what Jesus came to do. So that one day, guess what? We'll be healed. So share this with me as we eat this. Taking these elements and what it represents to us, that healing.